This guy definitely joins the fear of God, the love of a carer, and the smoothness of a Disney villain. Here we go again with another character from Astrid's Diaries. Remember, the English version of books 1, 2, and 3 are available, so be sure to get your copy now in Amazon and local bookstores. We saw Astrid's parents, Astrid's brother, but there's still someone very important in her house, her godfather, her main protector, and the most mysterious guy in all the books. We're talking about Sean, the fictional image of one of the greatest wrestlers that ever lived, and one of my personal favorites, Shawn Michaels. Shawn's family is not mentioned ever. Ever. He doesn't even get a last name in any of the books, but he is Paul's best friend, and is an active and important part of Astrid's life. Shawn started to work very young in Vince's company, and was familiar with the Brooks. When young Paul came from England to work there, they met and fell in friendship with each other. Paul's family became his family, although we assume that he has his own house and his own family somewhere. In Astrid's Diaries 4, One in a Million, we'll read how Paul has a big fight with Sean and tells him to go bother his own wife and daughters. So, unless he meant it as an insult, we assume he has a wife and more than one child. They just never show up. The relationship with Paul is not conventional. They are heterosexually married to each other. Sean is always mocking Paul and bugging him, while Paul always puts him first. Being in his house, Sean takes some Paul-like attribution, like eating his food, sitting in his dining table spot, and also taking care of Paul's wife and daughter. Paul implies many times that in their younger years, they partied a lot and shared women and drugs and everything you could imagine. So they're both hell-bent on keeping Astrid from making their same mistakes. The only time we hear Vince speak is in Astrid's Origins Academy years, when Vince thanks Sean for always taking care of his daughter, like he told him. In that way, we learn that Stephanie was a rebel teenager when Sean entered the company, and Vince asked Sean to keep an eye on her. Not meaning he should have helped his best friend in the kidnapping, drugging, and marrying her in secret part of their relationship. When Stephanie goes to study in Paris, somehow, coincidentally, Sean is sent to the same place as the company's ambassador, which makes us think that Vince also sent him to keep an eye on Steph. When Susie came home, Sean was not a big fan, since his love for Astrid was unmeasurable. When Astrid got away from his control and he was forced to marry her to Mike, he used that time to really meet Susie and literally change Astrid for her. Astrid became the black sheep and Susie was his perfect little girl. That killed Astrid, to say the least. But eventually they found a balance where he could love them both until Ashley came. Sean is mentioned throughout the whole series in almost every chapter of every book. Even though his private life is still a mystery, he is actively involved in everyone else's business. We read random facts as he meddles in everything, like the fact that he has a minister's license, being the one who married Astrid to Mike in secret. And he also speaks Arabic, orchestrating such wedding in Arabia. He became the principal at the wrestling academy a year after Astrid got in, getting to know all the students and their families and the records personally, also knowing that most of the students' parents were already in the business and were of his acquaintance. Sean had an amazing relationship with the Runellis. He couldn't be Cody's godfather because he was out of the country when he was born, but he compensated by being Cody's daughter's godfather. He always dreamed of Cody and Astrid getting married, until Susie came into the picture. Then it would suffice with Cody marrying any of them. He was not very okay with Cody marrying Mickey, to the point of not even going to the wedding. When Cody's daughter was born, he forgot anything existed. He broke every bond he had to Astrid to dedicate to his new goddaughter. She was planned to marry Astrid's sons Rocky, so that's the only link they had to each other in the end. He never liked Ted. Not for Astrid, not for Susie, not for anyone. He called him names like the Dumb Arlington or Blondilocks, and his fave, that guy. He claimed that he was an uneducated phony only because his parents didn't want him to go to the wrestling academy like his brother Mike, and kept him far away. Eventually, he enrolled for the last 2 years of school, just when they started the internships, and Sean was genuinely worried about a kid without the wrestling education that the others had, fighting side to side to the best. Also, his wrong with the Arlingtons in general is unknown, except by the fact that Mike thinks that he helped Paul to kill his best friend, Test. So there is certain animosity between him and Mike Arlington. Shane and Sean are oil and water. Even though their names are similar, their personalities are completely different. There is no way they can be in the same room together. We read in Astrid Origins Academy Years that Shane is forced to leave as soon as Sean and Steph arrive from Paris, and Sean only visits the house when he's not there, and vice versa. Shane surely blames him for Test's death, but is also afraid of him because he says Sean is creepy and unnecessarily mysterious. He can't explain how someone who is always at Astrid's house can have so many secrets. So let's talk about Justin. By the time Justin is born, Sean is living at Cody's house, for reasons not even the writer knows, but it's believed that he fought temporarily with his wife. He gets to spend time with Justin and Randy's little sister Esmeralda as he helps to raise them both. His relationship with Justin is that of a distant family. They know each other, but they're not close or anything. Probably by Randy's stories, Justin has grown with the fear of Sean upon him. But as the brave kid he is, he would never show it. It sounds like I got everything figured out, but actually I got a lot of help into making my first podcast from the people at Buzzsprout. They have all the tools and great disposition to help you be a great podcaster. They're offering you a $20 Amazon gift card for joining Buzzsprout Podcast. So following the link in the show notes, lets Buzzsprout know we sent you. Gets you a $20 Amazon gift card if you signed up for a paid plan. And of course, helps support our show. Throughout the series, we can see that Sean is a figure that demands respect, but also a loving, father-like figure with a tiny hint of mystery. Kids are a great part of Sean's life. he seems to be involved in the care and raising of every child in the books, from Astrid and Drew to Rocky and Ashley. Every kid has had his own dose of Uncle Sean. Of course, in different amounts, but still, he is a kid favorite. Even John and Mike, while still toddlers, posed as kids he used to babysit. We see in Astrid's Diary 1.5, Around the World in 3 Years, when Paul and Astrid go to a children's hospital, kids, as excited as they were, go absolutely nuts when Paul tells them he brought Sean as a surprise. Sean immediately takes them playing as he loves spending time with kids. His strongest negative relationship award would have to go to Randy. Randy grew up in the business, unlike Astrid, Ted, Jeff, and so on. Only Cody and him were brought backstage since they were born, with the difference that Cody was Sean's little angel. So Randy grew up seeing Sean dismember people in the ring and develop such a respect for him that dabble in fear sometimes, to the point that a grown-up Randy is dead scared of Sean and does anything he says. That was Sean as he appears in the whole series. Remember, the more you read, the more you love, identify, and relate to each of the characters. I know, but for today, that's enough. Hear me out as I get into the exotic life of Susie Peguero Calloway, Astrid's sister, next week, same channel, same platform, or however this goes.